Here's another popular trend. It's the idea of the pop-up. Pop-ups are temporary businesses, venues, or events that happen suddenly in unexpected locations and only for a short amount of time. There are pop-up bakeries, pop-up restaurants, pop-up magazines. And for a little while last month, housed in an old nail salon, there was Tikva Records of San Francisco, the world's first Jewish pop-up record store. KALW's Julie Kane stopped by for a visit.
It's mid-December, and Tikva Records has been open for a week. It's only got 3 weeks to go, but it looks like it's been there forever. The store looks a little like a set from a Jewish Mad Men. Mid-century modern furniture is set against turquoise walls. A trophy case holds black and white bar mitzvah pictures. There's a Yiddish screening room and record covers with titles like Mishmash and Hava Nagila Festival line the walls. Customers like Devin Strolovich, the host of KLW's Fog City Blues, flip through bins of old LPs.
They're finding like music that you didn't realize someone had forgotten about, and recasting it and reviving it, and it's pretty cool.
We're gonna twist tonight. We're gonna twist tonight. Twist tonight. Mit twist dahin, mit twist daher, was wärmen twist, old filmen mehr, a Schneider, a Schichter, a Villa Becker, mit twist da sei wie Chabali Checker.
A sepia-toned photo of Abraham Zvi Idelson is center stage.
Idelson was the first Jewish musicologist, kind of like the Jewish Alan Lomax.
That's David Katz Nelson. He's one of the founders of the Idelson Society, the force behind the Tikva Records pop-up store.
The Idelson Society is run purely on passion by four record collectors who sat around a table at one point in time and realized that we all collect and love these records from the Jewish world, these Jewish recordings that have been lost in history.
The members of the Idelson Society are using their passion for music to tell a post-World War II history of Jewish life. Their records come from the heyday of Jewish recording, roughly 1950 to 1973, a time that saw the founding of the State of Israel and an era in which Yiddish music and theater intermingled with mainstream popular culture.
It was a time period for Jews where, you know, it was post-Holocaust, horrible things had happened, time to regroup, and it was a time when Jews actually felt this sense of ownership and belonging and celebrating their life as both Jews and as Americans as well.
In November, the Idelson Society released a compilation called Songs for the Jewish American Jet Set. It includes everything from Jewish cowboy songs to reverb-heavy Israeli surf rock to this track from Joe Amar, a Sephardic singer known as the Moroccan Prince.
À chaque instant, on s'attache, mon cœur joue à cache-cache. Même quand je n'ai pas un dollar, je chante et j'oublie mon cafard. On m'a surnommé l'Oriental, car moi je suis sentimental. Et on m'appelle l'Oriental.
Tikva Records is also a pop-up performance venue. Musicians as diverse as Will Dog from Ozo Motley and Chom Nimol from Dengue Fever have been playing here all month. The space is like the music, a bridge between cultures and generations. Tonight, the store is filled to capacity, maybe past it. The Burton Sisters, a duo big on the Borscht Belt circuit in the 1940s, are singing together after a 50-year hiatus. The Burton Sisters learned their songs from their mother, a Yiddish-speaking Jew from the Ukraine. For them, this is Jewish soul music.
Well, we came from a very an Orthodox family, a very, very a musical family. We were raised in that because on a Friday night, they couldn't put the lights on, of course, and what do? You sang. And, of course, it was Yiddish. When you're raised with a language and you sing, it's just a part of your soul. It's your nefesh. In Hebrew, it's your soul. This is what connects us.
You are lonesome.
Even though the Tikva Records store is gone, the stories behind the music will keep going. Online, with an Idelson Society app, and with any luck, or mazel, as they say in Yiddish, in the record collections of a whole new generation. In San Francisco, I'm Julie Kane for Cross Currents.